One of my all-time favorite phrases in the Bible is, "Do not be afraid." And I think it's a great phrase because these words are usually spoken by an angel in totally unexpected circumstances. So of course the listener is going to be afraid. It's an angel, and they're talking, and it would be terrifying to behold. Thus, the angel told Mary of her impending motherhood. The angel spoke to the frightened shepherds in the field about the birth of Jesus. And on Easter morning, both the angel at the tomb and Jesus himself said to the women who came there, "Do not be afraid." And in each case, it had to be a fearful moment, or a "you're not going to believe this" kind of time, as news was shared that changed lives forever. And in our present-day culture, someone telling us not to be afraid almost guarantees our being suspicious. Because if they're telling us not to be afraid, that must mean something bad is about to happen, right? Yeah. So for us, a bit of paranoia might follow such an announcement. And whatever was coming next might be greeted with something less than enthusiasm. Because we don't always like surprises, and change, it's not always welcome. However, as followers of Jesus Christ, we too are told, "Do not be afraid." But what do we do when our human inclination for fear or mistrust gets in the way of such divine pronouncements? Because in Scripture, these are never ordinary circumstances. And in every case, their repercussions have echoed through the ages right up until today. Because Mary said yes to the angel, and the divine was born in human form. The angels made their pronouncements to the shepherds, and they worshiped in awe when they found the baby Jesus. And the angel announced the resurrection, and Jesus confirmed it with his presence. "Do not be afraid." Well, of course we're afraid, because these events change everything. And if we're paying even a little bit of attention, then we have the good sense to know that fear is a natural response. For as Christians, these events are to change our lives completely. And because of these events, we're to live our lives differently, loving our neighbor as ourselves, and serving others faithfully and selflessly. And that's a tall order. So, what is the answer to any and all of our fears? Well, it's today. It's Easter Day. And what a glorious answer Easter Day is. For Christ is risen, and we celebrate with flowers and prayers and songs. The Lord is risen indeed, and we have our alleluias back, joyfully proclaiming the resurrection. The dreariness of Lent has given way to the brightness and the delight of Easter, and we live in the certainty of God's love and of our salvation. So fear has no part in this morning's celebration, for it has been banished by the wonder of the resurrection and all its promises. So what a blessing it is, then, to live in this moment, rejoicing with the communion of saints across the ages as we celebrate being a part of the body of Christ. And fear doesn't even enter our minds. However, in the long run, we may find it hard to heed the angel's words of "do not be afraid." Later today, or tomorrow morning, or next week, sometime it may be that fear will make its reappearance in our lives simply because we're human. It could be something about a job or a family member or finances. It could be matters of health or life or faith. Or it could be that we are simply afraid to live generously and lovingly. So fear may well return, and we will feel shaken. But at those moments, the very best thing we can do is to take a deep breath and to remember Easter Day. Remember the flowers and the music and the ringing alleluias. Remember the empty tomb, the dazzling angel, the women falling at their risen Lord's feet to worship. Remember a cross that has overcome death and a God that grants forgiveness and mercy to everyone. And remember that even though God does not fix everything in our lives, God surely fills and surrounds our lives with love and compassion and mercy, promising to be with us always. So do not be afraid, for death has been conquered. Do not be afraid, because hope surrounds us. Do not be afraid, because Easter is today and always, as the risen Christ lives and moves and walks among us, giving us hope, sharing love, and calling us to follow him in love and service. Do not be afraid, because God loves you today, always, and forever. And Easter Day tells us that nothing, absolutely nothing, will ever change the certainty of God's love for you. Amen.